崇明区2021届第一次高考模拟考试。
Listening comprehension, Section A, Directions. In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversations and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a conversation and the question about it,Read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard. 1. Excuse me, do you have any information about Northeast flight?
Yes, the flight is delayed by 50 minutes. Boarding is now at 6:30 p.m.
Question. When was the original boarding time?2. See that guy over there in the corner? He comes in every day and just sits there for hours.
It's odd, but there's not much we can do as long as he orders something to eat or drink.
Question. Where does the conversation most probably take place?
3. Coffee in this restaurant has really improved. They must have changed suppliers.
Really? You can taste a difference?
Question. What does the man imply? 4. I don't think we've got enough information for our plan. But as it's due tomorrow, I guess there isn't much we can do about it.
At this point, we'll just have to make do with what we have got.
Question. What will the speakers most probably do then? 5. I don't think I want to live in the dormitory next year. I need more privacy.
I know what you mean, but check out the cost of renting an apartment first.
Question.What does the man imply the woman should do next year?
6. Your sweater is so unusual, but it looks familiar. Did I see you wearing it yesterday?
Well, not me. The sweater belongs to my roommate, Emma. She's in your chemistry class.
Question. What does the woman mean?
7. I think we should hold our first meeting in the library now. So far, 8 of us plan to come.
Oh, if there weren't more than 4, my office could be a good choice. But now I have to take your suggestion.
Question. What are the speakers mainly discussing? 8.I'm heading over to the theatre box office to get the tickets for the weekend concert before they're all gone.
But from what I've read in the newspaper, you're already too late.
Question. What does the man mean?
9. I know I promised to drive you to the airport next Tuesday, but they've called a special meeting.
No big deal. John said he will be available as a substitute.
Question. What does the woman mean?
10. This toothache is killing me. I was hoping it would just go away, but it's getting worse. What did you say the name of your dentist was?
I told you last week to make the appointment.
Question.What does the man imply?
2. Directions. In Section B, you will hear 2 short passages and 1 longer conversation. and you will be asked several questions on each of them. The passages and the conversation will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard.
Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage. Anna is in the 8th grade. This summer she took part in a summer dance program called Ailey Camp. It was created in 1989 in Kansas City, Missouri, by a world-famous dancer and director, Alvin Ailey. About 1,000 students in 10 U.S. states take part in Ailey Camp every year. It's a free 6-week program aimed at young people in financial need or who have school, social, or family difficulties. In addition to dance, the camp introduces students to visual arts, creative writing, and other communication skills. It also teaches them how to eat well, solve conflicts, and become leaders. When the camp is over, the city's professional ballet company offers 10 students a full tuition scholarship for a year of training. The scholarship can be renewed. Cameron Davis received one of those scholarships when he was a young man. He trained with the ballet company for 3 years. Then he became a dance teacher. Davis said he does not think his mother could have paid for dance classes without the scholarship. Davis said children at school made fun of him when he began dancing. Ailey Camp, he said, offered him a safe place and increased his confidence. Today, he enjoys giving back to the program by helping new campers build their confidence too. Now, listen again, please.
Anna is in the 8th grade. This summer, she took part in a summer dance program called Ailey Camp. It was created in 1989 in Kansas City, Missouri, by a world-famous dancer and director, Alvin Ailey. About 1,000 students in 10 U.S. states take part in Ailey Camp every year. It's a free 6-week program aimed at young people in financial need or who have school, social, or family difficulties. In addition to dance, the camp introduces students to visual arts, creative writing, and other communication skills. It also teaches them how to eat well, solve conflicts, and become leaders. When the camp is over, the city's professional ballet company offers 10 students a full tuition scholarship for a year of training. The scholarship can be renewed. Cameron Davis received one of these scholarships when he was a young man. He trained with the ballet company for 3 years. Then he became a dance teacher. Davis said he does not think his mother could have paid for dance classes without the scholarship. Davis said children at school made fun of him when he began dancing. Ailey Camp, he said, offered him a safe place and increased his confidence. Today, he enjoys giving back to the program by helping new campers build their confidence too.
Questions 11. What is the passage mainly about?
Which group of people is one of the targets of the program?
13. What can be gained from the program? 14 through 16 are based on the following passage. Lego, the Danish toy maker, has promised to make all of its bricks from sustainable sources by 2030. Now it is considering a brick rental plan in order to cut down on plastic waste. Tim Brooks, vice president of the company, said it was totally open to the idea of a product rental plan. But he also thought that lost pieces could give rise to a big problem. He admitted that there were some technical barriers. For example, some Lego sets are extremely complex. many of which contain thousands of pieces. What are the chances of giving them to an 8-year-old child and getting them all back again? Brooks added, there's a lot of technical thinking that needs to be done. We're right at the beginning of that. Lego has come under increasing pressure to reduce its carbon emissions. It produces 19 billion pieces per year, 36,000 a minute, that are mostly made of plastic. The company reportedly emits around 1 million tons of carbon dioxide each year. About 3/4 come from raw materials that go into factories. Lego has already invested more than £100 million to research and develop non-plastic materials. The company introduced its first plant-based bricks in 2018. But as for the brick rental plan, Lego admits that the idea is still in the testing stage. It's now waiting to see how the plan develops. Now, listen again, please.
Lego, the Danish toy maker, has promised to make all of its bricks from sustainable sources by 2030. Now it is considering a brick rental plan in order to cut down on plastic waste. Tim Brooks, vice president of the company, said it was totally open to the idea of a product rental plan. But he also thought that lost pieces could give rise to a big problem. He admitted that there were some technical barriers. For example, some Lego sets are extremely complex, many of which contain thousands of pieces. What are the chances of giving them to an 8-year-old child and getting them all back again? Brooks added. There's a lot of technical thinking that needs to be done. We're right at the beginning of that. Lego has come under increasing pressure to reduce its carbon emissions. It produces 19 billion pieces per year, 36,000 a minute, that are mostly made of plastic. The company reportedly emits around 1 million tons of carbon dioxide each year. About 3/4 come from raw materials that go into factories. Lego has already invested more than £100 million to research and develop non-plastic materials. The company introduced its first plant-based bricks in 2018. But as for the brick rental plan, Lego admits that the idea is still in the testing stage. It's now waiting to see how the plan develops.
Questions. 14. What is the passage mainly about?
What's the big problem Lego may meet with in carrying out the plan?
What can be learned about Lego's plan? 17 through 20 are based on the following conversation. Since we've decided to go swimming to celebrate your birthday, shall we go to the beach? We can swim and play beach volleyball. It would be so much fun.
Yes, but there can be scary tides.
Relax, Tim. We'll swim in an area protected by lifeguards.
That's good. But what if a typhoon is coming? That will make conditions at the beach very dangerous.
We'll check the weather report on the day of the party. If there's a typhoon, we'll postpone the party or have an alternative plan.
Then why don't we go to a lake instead? We can swim and have a barbecue. It would be safer.
Not necessarily. You know, not all lakes are safe for swimming. We need to check the currents and be sure the water isn't too cold. We should also be alert to afternoon thunderstorms.
That's a lot to worry about. Let's go to a swimming pool and have a safe poolside party.
Well, swimming pools aren't completely safe. Accidents can also happen if people are too aggressive in the water.
That's true. Thankfully, we won't have any alcohol at the party. Swimming is extremely dangerous when you've been drinking.
It is. We also have to remind our friends not to stay in the water for too long. And everyone needs a swimming partner.
You're right. They're important to remember wherever we swim.
No place is completely safe. But if we choose carefully and follow the water safety guidelines, we can have a fun party. Now listen again, please. Since we've decided to go swimming to celebrate your birthday, shall we go to the beach? We can swim and play beach volleyball. It would be so much fun.
Yes, but there can be scary tides.
Relax, Tim. We'll swim in an area protected by lifeguards.
That's good. But what if a typhoon is coming? That will make conditions at the beach very dangerous.
We'll check the weather report on the day of the party. If there's a typhoon, we'll postpone the party or have an alternative plan.
Then why don't we go to a lake instead? We can swim and have a barbecue. It would be safer.
Not necessarily. You know, not all lakes are safe for swimming. We need to check the currents and be sure the water isn't too cold. We should also be alert to afternoon thunderstorms.
That's a lot to worry about. Let's go to a swimming pool and have a safe poolside party.
Well, swimming pools aren't completely safe. Accidents can also happen if people are too aggressive in the water.
That's true. Thankfully, we won't have any alcohol at the party. Swimming is extremely dangerous when you've been drinking.
It is. We also have to remind our friends not to stay in the water for too long. And everyone needs a swimming partner.
You're right. They're important to remember wherever we swim.
No place is completely safe. But if we choose carefully and follow the water safety guidelines, we can have a fun party. Questions. 17. What are the two speakers mainly discussing?
What makes the man disagree to hold the party at the beach?
19. What might the speakers remind their friends before and at the party?
20. What can be concluded from the conversation? 21. That's the end of the listening comprehension.